Well, I think we both know why you were summoned here, servant boy. You are quite gifted with a quill, I'll give you that. But your calligraphy leaves much to be desired. Such immodest words for someone of your status. Quite smart to leave them hidden in fireplaces to be burned. And quite bold to leave one in my chamber's fireplace. Yes, bold. The perfect word to describe your little endeavor, don't you think? I have found a good number of those letters since then, and I deduced that they were yours after reading your signature on your servitude contract. After figuring out where you were hiding them, it was pretty easy to get my hands on them. Their content varies an awful lot, ranging from the lament of your situation to the sweet praise and adoration of your queen, to the lustful and positively lewd fantasy. I must say those were harder to find. I wonder if I missed any. Shall I read some? The long tears of royal violins wound my heart with deep longing. Her melody rings in my sleep, and her image is carved under my eyelids. Written when I was away, I would wager. How about another? You don't understand. You are everything to me. My breath is my soul searching for your exhale. My heartbeat is every step I have taken behind you. My last word will be your name. I have not known peace since the day I have met you, and I wish to never know peace again. I'm gonna keep that one. How about this one? It keeps me up at night. You, an image of lust. Your soft lips brushing my skin. A body I would worship. Thighs you could lose yourself in. I dare not imagine what it looks like. You never cease to amuse me. But there is no escaping this. Guards! Cuff him. Now leave us, and make sure we are not disturbed. Isn't this better? You on your knees, looking up at me. Will you behave? Good boy. Now, I am conflicted about what to do with your letters. On the one hand, I would very much like to keep them. I have enjoyed them greatly. All of them. But there is another part of me that wants to burn them, to make them disappear, to erase them from this world. Oh, don't look so distraught. I want to burn them because these words belong to me. And the thought of someone else reading them is not a thought I like. The one servant boy that has been on my mind wrote these letters to me. To me. You haven't gone unnoticed. Yes, I have had my eyes on you, even before I found the letters. The timid, blushing, adorable little servant who was always so eager to please. To be useful, to serve, to obey, with the cutest body and the softest skin and the pretty eyes, shining when I gave the smallest praise. I know we haven't had that many interactions, but none of them were random, no. All those little touches, those looks that lasted a bit too long. When I found all your letters, I was so excited. And when I found the more lustful ones, well, my nights have become a tad more busy with those. Reading the filth you have put on those pages, my hands going lower to my wet pussy, smelling the paper for any trace of your scent, thinking about you, thinking about me, thinking about your lips on my body. I had to move the guards up the hallway at night so that they wouldn't hear me moan. All the fantasies you've had about me, I've come to them. You've gave me more pleasure than anyone without ever touching me. And clearly the opposite is true. Someone is in need of attention. I can feel the warmth of your cock through your pants. Does your queen make your cock throb, my sweet little boy? Do you like my strong hands kneading your balls, squeezing almost painfully? Do you want me to go further? I clearly own your mind, your soul, your heart, but after tonight I will own all of you, everything. You will be mine. Wow, someone liked that. Is the thought of me owning you exciting? Making you even more horny? Good, such a good boy. Will you listen to me? Will you be an obedient little pet? Yes. You taste so good. Your lips, your tongue, your neck, your ears. And those little noises you make, delicious, especially when I bite. It's even better than what I imagined. My wildest fantasies deep in the night with my fingers buried deep in my cunt. And the idea of you licking every inch of my body and me doing the same to you. All those images you tie up to my bed as I tease and edge you into a mindless, obedient toy. Me cumming my brains out as you eat me out on my throne. All right, enough teasing. Now you know what I want. Lick. Fuck, you are not bad. Inexperienced, but with a lot of passion. But we will have a lot of time to improve your skills. That's it. Keep working that little tongue of yours. Make me feel good. Make your queen come like she deserves. I dreamed of this for so long. Every time I watched you working, a beautiful, busy little bee, happily doing your chores and smiling wherever you saw me. Like a good little servant, like a good little slave. Finally, you're mine. Finally, you didn't see it, but I did. All those wretches, thinking they could seduce you. Thinking they had a chance. That maid working in the West Wing. That cook who always brought you a snack so she could eat with you. The guard in the servant wing, yeah. I had her transferred to some lord in the north. She was getting a bit too close for my liking. Unworthy. All of them. Trying to take you for themselves? No. You're mine. I'm the only one good enough for you. But you know better, thank goodness. I saw the smiles you gave them. Polite, gentle, entirely fake. Such a good boy. Good, I'm getting so close. Talking about owning you made me so hot. Keep going, don't you dare stop. Good boy, fuck. I'm gonna... Fuck. God. Fuck. That was better than anything I could have dreamed of. Oh, but don't worry, your adorable little head. I am nothing if not a generous queen. Don't think I have forgotten about you and your cock. What? A virgin? Well, I don't mind. We can take care of that another time. But I still want what is stored in those delicious-looking balls. Come here. There. Oh, don't worry, I'll take the cuffs off. Soon. Now it's my turn to use my mouth. You taste even better down there. God, they're so full. So heavy, I'll take every last drop. But I'll make you beg. I'll make you squirm and writhe in pleasure. Oh, you're throbbing, sorry. I can't let you come right away, it would be such a waste, but I know you're a good, obedient little boy. Oh, and after tonight, you'll have a lot more work, especially as my personal hand servant. Or my slave, I haven't decided yet, but either way, you'll always stay right beside me, rubbing my feet or my back, or fixing my clothes, or even just running my errands. No coming. Not yet. Be a good boy and stop thrusting your hips. That's it. Such a good boy. I'll also have to commission someone to make you a collar. A nice... thick, sturdy collar to go around your pretty neck so that everyone knows you're mine. And a nice, strong leash to go with it. I don't want you wandering about where you shouldn't be, which is everywhere I'm not. I said... no coming. Shh. Don't worry. This is the last time. The last edge. Oh, your balls are so heavy. So full of cum. Delicious. Go on, baby. Come for me. Come for your queen. Let go and let me own you. Let me take care of you. Let me make you come. Yes. Yes. Good boy. Such a big load and so tasty. Oh, this is the best. You're the best. Oh, look at you. So tired. It is pretty late. That's it. Just fade away into my arms. I promise I'll take care of you. You don't need to worry about anything. I won't let you go. Ever.